Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Keeping It Real with Caramel. As we say, 100. You know how I am. I like to keep it real here. So I have a wonderful guest. His name is Rod Supermeyer. Hey, Rod. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. It's a Monday, you know, so you know how Mondays go. So, I was looking at your bio, and I just love, we have a lot to talk about. So, when you was a kid, you was a very shy kid, right? So, was you picked on when you was a kid, or you just, you was like introverted, you was like, you know, you were scared to talk to other kids as you was growing up in your family?
Yeah, I think that's a great question and a good point to start. So I'm a shy sort of kid. So yeah, I was a shy sort of kid growing up. And it was partly because I was constantly picked on and bullied. But another reason also was that I was constantly compared by my own family with other overachievers around me. So just to set some context for your listeners. So I grew up in a middle class family living in the southern part of India. My dad, since he was born, he studied with scholarships, and then there was my elder brother, who was five years older than me. He is like a scientist, BSc master, and a PhD. And there was the average kid who couldn't do anything. His name was sports, dating, academics, and averaging everything. And where I come from, academics was pushed quite a bit. So my family constantly kept comparing myself with other overachievers around me. And I constantly kept comparing myself with other people around me. And every time I comparing myself with other people and trying to live up to people's expectations, I ended up getting disappointed because I realized I could never live up to people's expectations. So this constant experience of being compared and comparing myself and being bullied and picked on for my introvertedness and my body image and my physical appearance, all these things combined made me into a shy, introverted kid. I felt like an outcast. I felt like I could never, you know, talk to people.
Right.
It's like a funny story. I'm such an introverted guy that even like during my 8th grade, I still remember this. I had this crush on this girl, and it took me like 2 months just to say hi to her. I was that type of shy kid.
Wow.
And kind of transitioned towards my life, towards my childhood, to be frank.
Right. So the whole time you was growing up, you felt like you wasn't enough. You felt like you had fear of rejection because you're scared that people's going to say no to you. And, you know, and a lot of kids today is going through that same emotions that you've been through, you know. And so 20 years, you had false identity. Someone took your identity, correct?
Yeah, your life based on other people's opinions and letting other people's opinions be a reality. So I developed this false identity just to please other people. But then I had a trigger event when I was at the age of 20, which actually made me realize that all this while I was making my life to please other people, while I was disappointing myself in the process. So once I had the realization, that's when the real transformation actually began.
That is awesome, because it might take you a long time to realize that you can't have people take control of your life, because actually in reality, I'm going to be real with you. Like I say, this is called keeping it real. A lot of people don't have control of their own lives, and they look at other people to pick on because their life is not controllable and they don't know what to do with themselves. You know, and that's sometimes that's how I feel. And for you to take your life back, that is amazing. And you transition yourself to be a better you, you know, and that is super great. And so for you transitioning yourself, you became like, you was no stopping. You like, I'm going to keep it going. I'm not going to stop for nobody. you became an author, a keynote speaker, a tech career. Like, you became, like, this one guy is like, I'm going to take over the world and no one's going to stop me.
Yeah, it's a gradual process, though, right? Because I tell people that I transformed my life from a Chinese sort of kid earning a minimum salary to an international keynote speaker, author, and tech career strategist, with two TED Talks. People find it, you know, super shocking and surprising when they think it happened overnight, but it's far from the truth. It was all this gradual process, step-by-step process of trying to improve myself in different areas, and it took me about 15 to 20 years to get to where I am today, right? So, this is the thing. When I had to figure out when the age of 20, and when I came to this realization that I had to change my life, I literally took a paper and pen and wrote down all my fears. I had fear of being judged, fear of being ignored, fear of failure, and I had a lot of fears. And on the side of each of the fears, at that age, whatever I thought was going to be the strategies to help me overcome the fears, I just wrote those at the side of the fears. And then I picked one fear, worked on it, then the second fear, worked on it, first year, worked on it, and the last 20 years has been just a gradual process of overcoming the fears one by one. And this might help. So anyone listening, if you think that, you know, you're in a rut, you don't feel satisfied with your life, you feel you make your life living like this, other people's opinions, it's never too late to make a change. And the transformation process starts by identifying all the fears which have been controlling you and consuming you, and then coming up with an action plan to tackle them one by one. It's going to be a gradual process, and it's good. And you're going to face a lot of success and failures doing your process. But remember that big changes start in small steps, and it's about pushing yourself out of your comfort zone little by little, and that's when you see real transformation. And just want to tell people, there's a beauty in getting uncomfortable to become comfortable, and that's what you need to keep in mind.
That is so true. A lot of people see these people that have six figures or on TV or wherever they'd be surrounded, but they don't realize what they had to go through to get there.
You know? I tell people that this is the thing. We don't believe in the power of delayed gratification. So what I mean by that is, as you said, they see all these social media influencers and then pictures of them posting pictures of their Ferrari, Lamborghini, or their mansion, and then people want to become like them. But they don't know the actual truth behind it, but they're already $2 million in debt, and they're trying to maintain a social image. Or it took them 15 to 20 years to get to where, to help them get to where they are today, right? So we need to know the inside story of what actually happens, and you think that results should happen immediately. For example, how many times have we decided that on January 1st we're going to go to the gym and lose weight? Mm-hmm. And then after 2 weeks, you get tired, and then after the third week, you stop going to the gym. That's because we do not believe in the power of delayed gratification, which is putting small steps and then enjoying the journey and finally seeing the results. It's the journey. It's why I'm going to teach you different things. It's not the results, because you may, you know, say, for example, I'm not just taking an example of losing weight. I'm not saying people have to lose weight.
But right.
I relate to it because I actually lost 50 pounds since 2016, right? And the point is, it took me quite a bit of time. And during the journey of losing weight, I used to get more mindful. I started paying attention to nutrition. I started paying attention to my body. I started paying attention to different workouts. I started paying attention to the way I eat, the way I do things. And after a certain amount of time, I lost 50 pounds. It's because of myself. But the journey of the so many different things I learned is what actually made me go on to that and still fit, because of the things I learned throughout the journey. So that's why I tell people that believe in the power of belief gratification. Come up with a strategy, take some small steps, and don't expect results immediately, because it's the journey that's going to teach you things, not the destination.
That is so true. That is so true. So what does toxic leaders mean? Because I know that the people are not born as toxic leaders. So what does that mean to you?
It's funny you ask that because I just recently gave TEDx talk on how I was a toxic leader and I had to come out of it, right? So toxic leadership, just to send some context for your listeners, is a leader who has all these toxic traits and that starts affecting him or her and everyone around them, right? And it prevents work environments to be diverse and inclusive because of the toxicity, and it affects a lot of people. And that's toxic leadership, and it's a global problem. In fact, just in the United States alone, there's 73% of the people in the United States alone have said that they've had experience working with toxic leaders and it affected their lives detrimentally. So, especially where I grew up, we grew up in a hierarchical structure in India, right? So you cannot challenge the status quo, and if you do so, you get reprimanded for it. You have to follow things after this, and I grew up in that environment. So I'm constantly, reprimanded for things, and I was in the shadows of others. So when I finally started leading teams, my dad's trauma followed me, my dad's experience followed me, and I started exhibiting toxic traits. I decided to know what people are going to listen to me, whether they like it or not. And by working with other toxic leaders, that made me become one, and I didn't realize it. And it took a lot of things for me to recognize my toxicity and make positive changes. This is my whole TEDx talk, is about my whole episode story and how I realized became a toxic leader. It's called Confessions of a Toxic Leader, and I shared my real life story. The reason I became vulnerable and shared my real life story for the first time is I believe there are a lot of toxic leaders who are waiting to come out of the closet, that they need permission to be vulnerable and deal with their insecurities. And I'm hoping that my story of how I became a toxic leader and
that is awesome for you saying that, because I thought a toxic leader was something totally different, but I see your point of view of it. You know, I'm thinking toxic leader was someone that give me bad notes all the time or something like that, right? But, right, so...
That's a byproduct of it, actually. That's a byproduct of it, because you have so much insecurity, so many insecurities, and then you don't want to let people know your weaknesses.
Mm.
And you're always looking for loopholes to grow, even if it comes at cost of, affecting other people. And so one small mistake, and then another small thing, and then before you know it, you become desensitized towards your actions. And that's how you become a toxic leader.
Oh, wow.
So that is my story, and right now, for the past 8 years, that's been my time making people understand that people are not born as toxic leaders, but our environments shape who we are. Because I look at life being toxic, thinking I was a good guy.
Later,
I realize there's no such thing as a good guy or a bad guy, because we are all one day, and we are all supposed to be all have dormant insecurities, and they can amplify very stressful situations. And once I was able to analyze my own toxic traits, I was able to come out of it. And now I have other leaders who do the same. And so that's what toxic years, at least to me, and I've been trying to help people understand that Dr. Dieter is a human. He has been through some empathy. Empathy does not control their actions, but rather give them permission to be vulnerable and deal with their insecurities.
Wow. Now I know exactly what it meant, you know. So I know that you, oh my God, I'm still here looking at your bio, and you're such an amazing guy. Like, you have done, like, so many different things. You have, like, oh my gosh, 100 articles, 50 plus podcasts, spoke over 100 conferences. And you were author of a new book called Skyrocket Your Career, and which hit number 5 on the bestseller list. So tell us a little bit more about Skyrocket Your Career.
Yeah, so the pandemic hit in 2020, and people didn't know what to do. And one of the main consequences of COVID was it affected the job market. So in March of 2020, there were a lot of layoffs. People lost their jobs. People who got new jobs got rescinded. They got their new jobs rescinded. Then people weren't getting promotions. People weren't getting bonuses. And there were a lot of things that were happening in terms of the job market. What happened during the time was a lot of people start contacting me on LinkedIn saying, hey, I want my job, can you help me? Hey, I'm stuck in my career, please help me. Man, I'm in a toxic environment right now, please help me. Hey, there are a lot of people saying these things and asking for help. And then I started helping people one by one, and by end of March, I already helped about 50 people. And half of them had gotten new jobs, were able to get promotions, were able to still find new opportunities in the midst of the pandemic. And they said, man, you changed my life, you did this, you did that. That's when I started realizing, because one of my missions in life is to help people have positive personal life and career transformations. And when I started seeing my strategies and my teachings impacting people, I started to do that on a global scale. And all of my current contact is speaking, because all of my speaking gigs have come to a zero, come to a halt because of COVID. And then I started thinking about what other ways could I impact people on a larger scale. That's when I got this idea of writing a book called Skyrocket Your Career. And the subtitle is The No Bullshit Approach to Find Your Dream Job, Be Successful, and Different from a Rockstar. That's basically a 19-page book filled with strategies to help people get unstuck in their careers. I cover the entire job life cycle, that is starting from how to figure out what your ideal careers are, then think about your ideal careers, how you update your LinkedIn profile, how to create resumes, how to prepare for interviews, do salary negotiation, and then once you find a job, how do you be successful in it? And once you're successful in your job, how do you be a rock star and set yourself miles apart from the competition? So I cover the entire job life cycle, and that was the story behind the book. It's an internet Facebook with no bullshit. That's because I believe that people have very much time, and they really want to, you know, give the meat of what you're trying to say in a succinct way. And also, for those people who are curious, you can always download the first chapter for free from the book website, which is skyrocketyourcareerbook.com, and you can see how it may help you. And then, if you feel, you know, it's going to be impactful, then you can buy the book. But the point is, that's the story behind the book, and I wrote it really to help people, and I was just fortunate enough that it was a number 5 bestseller, and also won the Reader's Favorite Award. It's just like the Oscars for movies, literally a reader's favorite for books. And my won the silver medal for best nonfiction book in 2021, so.
Go ahead, Rod. Woo! I'm telling you, you are so amazing. And for you to do your transformation of being a shy guy to who you are today. You know, and that's a lot of courage. That's a lot of, you know, I'm changing myself. I'm tired of the world telling me what to do. I'm want to do what I want to do, how I want to do it. And look at you now. You have grown and you're still growing and you're helping people. When people were putting you down and you decided to say, you know, I'm going to still help people regardless of the fact. You know how some people, when people put them, the other people down, that they have a negative against the world. And you look at, like a positive thing. You're like, regardless of the fact of what people thought about me, I'm going to still help them and show them the way because no one had a chance to show me the way. You know? And that is so amazing.
And I help people who are not enough to resemble my old self. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. I believe, I'm not religious, but spiritual, which means that I think we were all born on this earth for a reason, and every person has a gift. It is our responsibility to figure out what that is, and it's going to take some time, and the way we figure that out is by pushing yourself out of the comfort zone. And another important piece of this is that to realize that the world is going to give you different labels. Labels that say, you're not good enough, you're a ladder, you cannot do this, you have to do that, this is best thing for you, you cannot pursue this option. There are going to be different labels like that. But you are in control of what labels you want to associate yourself with, because associate yourself with labels like, yes, I am good enough, oh yes, I matter, yes, I can do this, yes, I have skills, yes, I can make an impact. So because thoughts are always neutral. We label them as positive or negative. So we are in control of how we deal with people's feedback.
That is so true, because me personally, to be honest with you, I don't care about what people say. I still do what I want to do regardless of the fact. Because I used to be a shy girl too when I was growing up. I didn't want to talk to a lot of people. I felt like I was a skinny girl with big glasses and some long hair. And, you know, I used to get teased, call me beanpole and all this good stuff. But I'm like you. I still want to help people and show people the way, you know? And I think that people like us is the reason why God put us on this earth, you know, because like you said, we all have a reason to do, you know, we're here for a reason. We have to find our purpose, and maybe our purpose is to help people, you know, because everybody has their different purposes. You just have to find your purpose or what your purpose is to be on this earth. So if you're here to do something, and then you have to leave, you know? So true. I agree with you on that note. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I am super excited to interview you again. Because I know you're going to have a lot of things going on, and I want to be a part of that, because I know you're going to be super great. So how can people find you if they want to, you know, hear you speak or want to read your articles or want to read your book or want to even have someone to talk to if they could, or email you and just to find you? Because, you know, people that's listening may want to have someone like you in their lives just to help them, because they might be going through the same thing you're going through but don't know how to deal with the situation. So how can they find you?
Watchubra.com, this is RAJSUBRA.com. all my life work, what I do, my thoughts, my articles, everything can be found on my website, and then different ways you can contact me from there as well. And then the second way to contact me is from my group website, the SkyrocketingCareerBook.com, where you have a lot of free resources. You really don't have to buy your book, but you have a lot of free resources to level up your career and your personal life there on the website. You can download the first chapter for free, and of course, you can contact me on the website. And finally, I live on LinkedIn. Pretty much every day post on LinkedIn, so make sure you follow me and connect with me there, and just see me. So direct message me on LinkedIn, and I'll be more than glad to have a conversation with you and get to know you better.
That is awesome. I love you already, Rod. You're doing good. I love it. But I want to say God bless you and keep doing what you're doing, helping people that need to be helped. And just keep just empowering people, motivating people, inspiring people, and just doing what, like, I just love what you're doing. And thank you for being on this podcast with me. And I just want to say, audience, please make sure that you follow Rod. Like, he's a super, super, super guy. That super personality, great humor, and here to help you guys. So if you want someone to talk to, he's the one to talk to. And again, thank you and God bless, and just continue doing what you're doing.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye. Thank you so much for being up here with me.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I think it was a great conversation. I really like free flow conversations rather than scripted ones, because that's when, you know, you get kind of real, being real. Because I've been on a lot of podcasts and many people on this podcast have scripted voices, and I don't do well with scripted voices.
I just like you to be yourself and just, like, because that's what I'm saying. A lot of people want, they want to go in one direction. I'm the type of person, like, be yourself, be free. You know, you work during the day. Every day you got to be that straight, narrow line, right? So why don't you on the podcast just be who you are. Be free. Say what's got going on and all this good stuff. I mean, I work during the day. I don't got time to sit here and still be that same way. I'm a very outgoing person, so I want everybody else to be outgoing.
Yeah, this is really good. And I have to send you the show notes, the details that you can use for your show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sent it to you, and you can use that. And remember, on episode is up, let me know, and let both share through different channels.
All right. I want to say thank you again, and just keep inspiring people, because you're doing such a great job, and I just love what you're doing. So you take care and be blessed. Take care of the kids, and take care of your wife.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.